corporate homie.
Dating in the workplace.
I have dated in the workplace.
It gets ugly.
You might not come out unscathed.
Hashtag thumbs down.
That's a hard no on that.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
show your clients some love. Everyone likes to feel important.
Because people want the job.
They don't be afraid to be cheesy. It's got our logo on it. We are all narcissists at heart.
Do something to stand out.
Hey homies,
welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
I don't know why that makes me laugh.
I just do it to annoy you.
It doesn't annoy me. It literally cracks me up. But welcome back to the podcast. We are still in our love series. This is the last episode of our love series. If you haven't had a chance to check out the other episodes, please do so. We are in the month of February in the year of our Lord 2017, and we have been doing episodes on love, done a four-part series. The first one was post-election love and politics. Then we did one on balancing your relationship at work. The third episode was on dating in the workplace or office romance. And this is our final episode and probably a topic that I actually really like, or should I say that I really love, which is show your clients some love. And this one is about how to sort of network and make your contacts and clients feel important and make them feel loved. So let's jump right into it and talk about sort of, I guess, Bimitra, I feel like you're really good at this. And I, you know, with you having gone in the workplace before me, I feel like I've always learned from you in this area. You know, I feel like you understand in a way that even sometimes I struggle with, of the importance of making people feel loved, or making them feel like they're the number one stunner.
So I think, you know, the biggest thing is everybody likes to feel special. And I think sometimes the homies at work, the homies, bosses, and leadership doesn't always understand that. And I think, especially when you're younger in your career and people say, hey, I don't have a budget, well, that's even more of a way that you can make people feel special. And what I mean by that is, I like to think of it as, who doesn't like to get flowers for no reason? It's not your birthday. You weren't promoted. You didn't close a big deal. Everybody likes that.
Did that happen to you recently? Did you get flowers for no reason?
I did. Yeah. One time for the flowers for no reason. You know who you are out there. So,
it's the low key shout out. Okay.
So I remember very early in my career, wanted to invite a client to a sporting event or something that the bank was hosting. And one of my colleagues said, well, why are you inviting that client to that? I don't even know if they like basketball. I'm like, it doesn't matter. They're going to know that we're thinking about them. And they may say, hey, I'm not much of a sports fan, but, you know, please keep me in mind for these type of events, or, you know, what have you. So I think the biggest thing is everybody likes to get flowers for no reason, and everybody likes to feel special, and not flowers in just using that as a metaphor.
Right. Yeah, I think that's right. Everyone likes to feel important. I mean, one of the things I think every business development coach would tell you, every networking guru, every expert on these topics would say is make people feel like they're your only client. Make people feel like they are extremely important. And so, you know, I think the best way of that, before you even get into like really creative things, is always be responsive. People feel important when you actually respond back to them, right? So my first, show your client some love, is respond, return their phone calls, return their emails. I cannot tell you how many times someone is being fired from a deal, they're changing counsel, they're changing vendors, and it's usually the first thing that they usually say is responsiveness. It's just figuring out when they hear back from you. So the reason why we, you know, titled the episode Show People Some Love is, it's just like being in a relationship. When you text somebody, you want them to text you back.
And just like any other relationship, and business is no different, And in the financial services world, we not only hear that the people were, the other bank or bankers were not responsible, but that they haven't seen them. And they said, I don't remember the last time so-and-so was out here. I don't even know what the new person looks like that's assigned to my account. And that always boggled my mind. That
it boggles people, my mind.
It just boggles my mind in my Miss Charlene voice, that you would not physically go see your client. And I'm sure it's no different for where the homies work, where they've had clients for years that they didn't go see, which why would you think somebody would be loyal to a relationship where they haven't seen you?
Yeah, and I think that technology, and this is especially for the younger homies, is crippling people in that area because there's so much work now that can be done with technology and you never even have to meet, but there's no reason not to meet people. So I will say this, most of our tips today are things to make you stand out from the crowd. It's the things that are going to make you seem different than everyone else they're doing business with. And Bimitra is actually right. It seems so silly, but in today's world where everything is, let's have a video conference, let's have a conference call. When you actually show up, especially if you're willing to show up at their business, you have shown mad love to them. Like people will feel ridiculously special. I'll go ahead and give you one of my tips. You can have this one for free. I love to say to people, you know, I'm going to be in your area. Can I come by and have 15 minutes and bring a cup of coffee with me for you? What kind of coffee do you drink? Like I'll be there. I don't need a half an hour. I don't need a lunch. I think that is something that people really misunderstand. Asking people for lunch is a tremendous ask. It's a tremendous amount of time. People have to get in the car. They got to drive. They got to see you. Then they got to give you the hour and a half. But it shows a lot of love. And you're like, I'm popping by and I brought you a coffee. Like Bimitra said about the who doesn't like flowers for no reason. Everyone likes the person who brings them a cup of coffee for no reason, who walks into office and has picked up their Starbucks and picked up yours.
Right. And, you know, something that I have done and for the homies who had the opportunity to hear me speak that I'm very big on are handwritten notes. No one is moved by a thoughtful email. Like it's just not effective. So when I have met a new client or a new prospect, or we've closed a big deal, or we've increased the relationship in a significant way. And sometimes I just write them just to say thank you for your business. But I am very big on handwritten notes. And again, it's a way to stand out.
I was just about to say that. Do you think that handwritten notes still stand out in the way that they used to? Because I was actually having this discussion with a recruiter, and she was saying that she tells all her clients to send, you know, a handwritten note after an interview. And let's be clear, these tips that we're giving today, they can be used when you're in any way that you want to follow up with somebody, whether that be a client, a prospective client, someone you want to get a job with, and a potential employer,
a referral, whatever.
And I was saying that I don't get handwritten notes for people saying thank you, but when it comes to employment, I always get a handwritten note after someone interviews with me. I have never interviewed with anyone and didn't receive a handwritten note. And she was shocked by that. Like she was really shocked. She was like, well, I do that to tell people to stand out. And I said, well, that doesn't stand out anymore because I get one, like I get them from every single candidate.
So I don't know that it would stand out in recruiting because people want the job, right? And so people are doing exactly what they're told. But let me say this. If bankers are not going to go see people when they're actually closing a loan, I know they're not writing them a note to thank them for their business. They're certainly not writing them a note for no reason in the middle of the year that says, we appreciate your business. Let's catch up over dinner or what have you. I think that people mean to write handwritten notes, but it's like dating, right? They're already in the relationship. It's like you joke about leaving the cleaning flyers out for your cleaning lady once a year to keep them motivated. I think it's the same way once you're already in business, that person's already a client. And so it doesn't necessarily cross people's mind who are not trying to think about ways to stand out and be exceptional, that that's how the handwritten note. So yes, I do think that maybe a handwritten note might not stand out after an initial prospect meeting, but I definitely think it will stand out in the middle of the client relationship for whatever reason.
Okay, and so then that means that you need stationery, right? Because or you need either the office stationery. And I always say this, like, it's not a handwritten note on a spare piece of paper, computer paper. Like, you need to get stationery that has the organization's name on it or your name on it so that it is a handwritten note on a nice piece of paper. So I do think that. I think standing out is definitely one of those things. I'm a big fan of the handwritten note as well. I tend to put the handwritten note with something. Mm-hmm. So I believe that you can send someone flowers, and but if they get a handwritten note with the flowers, it blows their mind, because everyone orders everything online now, and they put in the note, you know, in the block. But if you actually have a handwritten note that is delivered with the flowers, it is that extra mile, because that isn't something that was done online in the middle of the night. And not to say that that's still not thoughtful, but it just, I think it takes you over the top. So when they receive something from me, no matter what it is, I make sure there's always a handwritten note with the thing.
I think anytime you do anything that is slightly different, and for me, I always joke, the cornier the better is what helps you stand out. I think one of the most effective things that I have ever seen help me in a creative follow-up is, we had a prospect that I had been chasing for about a year and a half. We'd had several meetings, but they had never pulled the trigger and decided to do anything with us. And then they ended up like moving a very small piece of business to give us a shot. And I gave them, you know, our bank branded umbrellas to the leadership team. And I had a note that said, "Protecting you from the rain is just the beginning." And everybody laughed. They thought it was corny, but it worked, you know.
I've never heard that story. That's a good one. Yeah. And that's already using materials that the company already has, right? Almost everybody in the marketing closet, in the whatever, already have some already branded, you know, everybody has pens, everybody has mints, everybody has umbrellas. And so first tip, I guess, is to be corny or whatever. I think that's true. Like I always say, don't be afraid to be cheesy, because it will get you there. Have a relationship with whoever runs the marketing group, whoever has all of the propaganda and paraphernalia of the company, because a lot of times, especially if your budget is limited and you think, well, that's great, but I don't have money myself to go and pull, see what the company already has that they are willing to give you for free for your clients or for your prospects, and then go in that closet and then figure out creative ways, like Bimitra said, you know, with things like that. I think especially if you don't have a big marketing budget for yourself yet that's unlimited.
I think the other thing is, in this day and age, between marketing departments and social media reminding you of is National Dog Day, is National Sibling Day, or what have you, I use those things to tie into, you know, different things. If I know my client has a dog and that's something that's important to them, I might send them something for their dog, a collar or a memento or something like that. A couple of years ago during Women's History Month, just like the second little quick nugget, I picked out 10 key women that I wanted to focus on. I bought everybody the Lean In book, put a note in it and said, you know, hey, I'm reading this book. It's Women's History Month. It was March. And I would love to have lunch or a cup of coffee to discuss the book. Once you've read it, let's get together and discuss it. So just little things like that. Yeah.
I agree when you say like the little things, because whenever I give a speech at a company, I order personalized M&Ms. They're really inexpensive to order. Now you have to do it in advance, so it's not a last minute decision, but I will have the little packets of M&Ms made, and I have my company's logo on it, and I have the people I'm speaking with, their logo on it. And so everybody, when they sit down for the presentation, gets a little, you know, packet of M&Ms. And I remember going to give a speech one time with another colleague, and he said to me, "Did you bring candy?" And I, you know, with his nose kind of turned up, and I said, "Yes, I brought candy." And so we, you know, set up all of the PowerPoints, the stations of the, you know, the handouts. And then I just finished and put a pack of M&Ms, you know, on it. And I'll never forget, the general counsel walked in the room and she said, "It's got our logo on it." Like, she was excited like a kid. I think just like people love monograms, they love to see their names. We are all narcissists at heart. We love ourselves and we love everything that represents ourselves. People like that about their company. So they like to see their name in lights. They want their name in lights. And so that was something, like Bimitra said, sort of corny, but ended up having a lot of bang for a buck. And I think some of your tips like that, it could end up being like signature things that you do. You don't have to keep trying to think of something creative every day. I do that pretty much every time I go to give a presentation. Every time I set the meeting, I go ahead and order the M&Ms at the same time that I accept that I'm going to do a presentation. So I just think it's just about, you know, making yourself stand out. It can also be if you can't make something. So I remember one time one of my clients was chairing a conference and I had a conflict and I wasn't going to be able to attend the conference or anything like that. So I sent him a gift. I wrote a handwritten note again, as Demetri said, the handwritten note telling him basically I thought he would crush it and I hate that I was missing it. And then I asked someone who was going to the conference to take it. And so they had the hotel put it in his room. And so when he checked in, he had the gift plus the handwritten note wishing him a good time. And I think it makes you stand out because it's not just you sent something from the hotel, which, by the way, is a great idea in and of itself, but it's just a little bit further because it was a gift that was written. The handwritten note came from it. So sending the gift from the hotel is standing out all by itself, but sending something that has the handwritten note included makes it even more so.
And I guess the other thing I would say is to do this and to be good at it, you do need to develop some type of system for how you reach out to people. Because if you're just waiting for some type of event to occur and you don't have a systematic way of following up, then you won't get necessarily the bang for the buck from the clients. So for me, I literally have Fridays are my follow-up day, and I have a system of here's the last time I touched that person and what did I do for them? Did I send them flowers? Did I invite them to a sporting event? Did I invite them to a client event? So that I'm not just always inviting people to the same types of things. I'm touching them in different ways.
Yeah, I do that too. I have what's called my A-list. And so they are the people that I want to make sure that I'm always touching. I have things that are my standard, or I would say my go-to when I first meet you type of follow-up. And I think that you should have that. You should always have your secret sauce. So the thing that you're going to first do that is the wow factor, whether that be that you send cookies or you send cupcakes or something like that. So I rarely have to think to myself, what did I do first? Because I sort of have my very first wow thing. And then I make a point, and I just started this recently, to send everyone something on their birthday. So one of the things I know is that every one of my clients that's on my A-list, they will hear from me on their birthday. That's a really easy way if you feel like, well, right now I don't know when to follow up. I don't have a budget to be doing that every Friday. I don't have money for every quarter, but a birthday is a once a year deal. You should, you know, have the client's birthday in your contacts. Think of what you're going to send, you know, and it can be, I think this is another thing. Don't be afraid of it being the same thing for every client if it works, right? You can have a standard. I sent everyone flowers on their birthday. It's a standard order. It's fine to do that, especially if the clients don't know each other, they don't talk to each other, but just make sure that you have something that it's appropriate for that person. But that's a consistent thing. And that even works for potential clients. Like if you have somebody you're trying to get at, and you are not having success, imagine if they heard from you every year on their birthday. Every year on their birthday, they're not your client yet, but they know they have not yet given you any business, and yet you send them something every year for your birthday. And persistence is the way, and consistency is the way that you really show people love, that they keep hearing from you. You keep touching them. You won't go away.
Yeah, I call it being politely persistent. And that's why I say having a system of follow-up gives you that systematic touch. And like you said, who doesn't want to hear from somebody on their birthday for whatever it is? And it doesn't matter if it's a 99-cent shoebox card. I think the biggest challenge that a lot of the homies listening may think is, that's great, I don't have a budget. And we just really want you to understand that some of the most effective ways to show clients love has nothing to do with money. It's typically simply about thoughtfulness and advanced thinking.
And then on the money piece, though, I would say this, you know, if you don't have a budget, don't be afraid to invest in yourself. I mean, don't be afraid to invest in your own career. So if you work somewhere and you don't necessarily have a budget, then like I said, you know, showing up with coffee, buy the coffee out your own pocket, you know, send lunch to somebody. I've done that before where I was trying to get lunch with a potential client. They kept saying they didn't have time to have lunch. They didn't have time to have lunch. So I sent over lunch, and it was just some wraps for them and their team. And I said, I know you're super busy to, you know, and not able to do lunch. So I thought I would send lunch for you and your team. Seems like you guys are doing a lot of working around the clock. It literally made me stand out. It was a prospect, somebody I was trying to get to, but they never forgot that. That was when I was a very young associate, and I paid for that out of my pocket. And so I don't ever want to underestimate, like, if you are willing to go to lunch with your friends and go and have and do this, don't be afraid to do that for your career. And don't be afraid to pour into your own self and into your own career.
We've talked about a lot of different things and ways to follow up and show clients love. And just for all the homies out there listening, I want to hit some of the highlights for you. First and foremost, do something to stand out. Don't be afraid. Dare to be different. We talked a little bit about handwritten notes and how effective they are, but do something to stand out. The second tip is everyone likes to feel special. So look for opportunities to show love to your clients, to your prospects, when it's not a typical time that they would normally get love. The third tip, small thoughtful gestures go a long way. Demetra talked about the M&Ms. It wasn't about the candy, but the fact that they were branded with the company logo. So small thoughtful gestures go a long way. The fourth tip, thoughtfulness in the middle of the relationship, not just at the beginning or when a big piece of business is booked. Clients are used to people showing them, showering them with gifts and things at the beginning of the relationship, and people tend to forget about them after they've been clients for quite some time. The fifth tip, go the extra mile. Demetra mentioned having a conference attendee provide a handwritten note for a conference that she could not personally attend. Going the extra mile and doing something a little bit different can go a long way in showing clients and making clients feel loved. Having a systematic, sixth tip, having a systematic way to follow up, touching clients annually at their birthday, and then not being afraid to have the same thing for each client. And probably the most effective, if you don't remember anything else that we said, don't be afraid to invest in yourself, to spend your own money, to help you stand out, to build your book, to be a rock star homie without having necessarily the corporate budget. So these are just some of the quick highlights. We'd love to hear from you on this topic.
Yeah, if you implement any of these tips and you have any success, holler at us. If you don't have success, I will say this, don't get caught up in the results. Keep working your process, keep working the tips, but holler at us and let us know. Tweet us, email us if you try any of these, if you have a question about a tip you want to implement, we love to hear from you. You can always reach us on all of social media. We're at Corporate Homie. Homie is H-O-M-I-E. And then we're on the web at corporatehomie.com. Of course, if you're enjoying listening to the podcast, we would appreciate for you to not only drop a review, a 5-star review, but feel free to share it too. Share it with people and let people know that you are finding these helpful. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.